In the name of God, our shepherd. Amen. Please be seated. Well, the scriptures are full of sheep. The Old Testament has sheep everywhere, and so does the New Testament. And it's a beautiful running metaphor that runs through the whole of our Bible, our scriptures, the things that enlighten us. The Old Testament describes God as the shepherd of Israel, shepherd of his people. You've got to wonder at the moment how God, the shepherd of his people Israel, is coping. But today we celebrate the Good Shepherd, who is our Lord, the one who reveals the very nature of God to us, our Good Shepherd, Jesus. One of my favourite stained glass windows in churches, my favourite variety of stained glass windows, are the Good Shepherd ones. You see them everywhere, don't you? There's a heck of a lot of churches that have stained glass windows, which have Jesus either holding a sheep or leading a sheep. And very often they're pretty sentimental. And there's a sentimental looking Jesus holding a little lamb. And I'm afraid I don't mind that it's sentimental. It always melts my heart. And every now and then, just by God's grace, I have the sensation when I look at those windows of God holding me and of God holding the people that I know and love. And that takes all the sentimentality away and the crummy-looking artistic works which are often there, and it makes them into something special. Because the idea of Jesus, our shepherd, is so powerful and so beautiful. To understand the metaphors that run through the Old Testament and New Testament about sheep and shepherding, we do need to have a good understanding of Palestinian pastoral practice over the millennia. Because it's entirely different to the way that we look after sheep in Australia. Entirely different. Just as well, too. In Palestine, for most of their history, they had no, what you would call, proper fences at all. They had their crops a bit divided off, but not very effectively. So to raise sheep, which was one of the best things to do in that fairly ordinary country, to raise sheep, you really had to have a shepherd to keep the sheep in the right direction, keep them out of the crops and keep them safe. And the shepherd used to daily lead his sheep out to find grass and water. He led them and they followed. Entirely different to the Australian thing where you put a dog around the sheep and you frighten the heck out of them and you drive them. There's so much difference between being led and being driven, being invited and being compelled. But we have a God that invites and leads rather than snaps at our heel. So the shepherd would lead the sheep out to grass and water. It was quite a job sometimes to find adequate grass and adequate water. And at night time, the shepherd would put the sheep in a sort of a corral that would keep out predators and thieves. And there'd be a sort of a gate. It'd be a rough old thing made out of bits of wood and that sort of thing. There'd be a gate, and the shepherd would lie across the gate so that if anybody tried to get in, he would be instantly awake. Or if a dog came or a lion, there was a Palestinian lion in those days, or a bear, or a wolf, he'd be on guard to save his sheep. It was a heck of a job. No proper fences, no guns or anything like that to shoot wolves, just a stick and perhaps a sword. They actually carried swords as a standard thing. And there were jackals and all sorts of trouble. And the sheep were utterly dependent on the shepherd. Not like our sheep who go foraging for themselves, who have to look after themselves. Utterly dependent. So when Jesus talks about being a shepherd, he's talking about looking after what we need, or at least leading us to what we might adopt and eat and hope for. Jesus, our shepherd, leads us out to good grass. And the good grass that he leads us to is an understanding of our ultimate value to God. And we consume that to an understanding that we're loved by God, and that feeds us. And it's proper food. The understanding that we really matter and that our ultimate purpose is tied up with God. And this is truly nutritious grass, if you like. He leads us to the water, if you like, of being understood, being forgiven, and being befriended. And there, with those, that water, that true water, we find joy and hope, love. Well, what's in it for us to be led by this shepherd? Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? But I want to suggest that we have been shepherds ourselves. We have led people to the same sort of things, and we've been shepherds in other people's lives. When we provide understanding and kindness, empathy and sympathy, we are feeding God's flock. We've all done it, and it's sometimes really good to remember just how and who we have fed, and to celebrate it. Because not only does it make those sheep happy, it gladdens the great shepherd, God. It gladdens God's heart. And sometimes it's good to reflect on the times that people have been our shepherd, have shepherded us, have led us into the paths of righteousness and wisdom. And haven't there been so many in our lives? Our parents, our teachers, our friends, our colleagues, our bosses sometimes. And to celebrate those people who've been those who have fed us. Well, Jesus is the great shepherd, but we are his deputy shepherds. And we have an invitation to be more conscious of our shepherding and more conscious of those who shepherd us, and to follow and to lead and to celebrate our sheepness. The fact that we are sheep, that we are cared for, that we're loved and valued and of ultimate value and meaning. Part of the life of the great shepherd. And to Jesus, our shepherd, who loves us to bits, who will die for us, to Jesus be honour and glory forever and ever. Amen.